This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. An all-out search for two toddlers missing from this weekend's flash floods in Pennsylvania.
The search will continue for the two children who are still missing. We have search teams that are assisting us from Delaware, Chester, parts of Bucks County, New Jersey. We also have deployed K-9 units, underwater assets, air assets.
Fire Chief Tim Brewer, the children's father and brother survived after their car was swept away. Their mother died. Their grandmother's still missing. The coast-to-coast heat wave is hunkering down with even higher temperatures forecast for much of the country tomorrow. In California, the heat has triggered explosive wildfires, as Jonathan Vigliotti reports.
More than 8,000 acres in Southern California's Riverside County have been scorched after four wildfires exploded simultaneously. Fire crews are braving sweltering heat to control the flames.
We weren't under any red flag warnings, and it still burned 7,600 acres with a very light breeze.
Coincidence? Russia has suspended the deal that saw Ukrainian grain reaching a hungry world through Russian-controlled waters just hours after the latest attack on a key bridge. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
Russia says the bridge was attacked by Ukraine using Western drones. It's a crucial supply route from Moscow. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, on CBS Mornings said he couldn't confirm who attacked the bridge.
The truth is that one broken Russian bridge means fewer broken Ukrainian lives, because this bridge is being used to supplement Russian army in the occupied Crimea.
Asked about Russia refusing to renew a deal allowing grain to be exported by Ukraine, Kuleba accused Moscow of playing hunger games.
We know Robert Bowers was the gunman who massacred 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018. We're about to find out if he'll pay for that crime with his life. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
He was put on trial and found guilty in the first phase of committing the murders. He was found eligible in the second phase of facing the death penalty. But the key phase starts now. Whether this jury wants to impose the death penalty on Robert Bowers.
To Kentucky now, and what you're about to hear is a man filming himself as he uncovers a cache of Civil War era gold coins.
This is the most insane thing ever. Those are all $1 gold coins, $20 gold coins, $10 gold coins. And look, I'm still digging them out. There's one. Six more gold coins.
There were more than 700 gold coins worth more than $1 million. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Keeping your home safe for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For 105.7 CFW and 93.5 The Tap, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. One person is dead after law enforcement tried to arrest them on Friday afternoon in Barron. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said the person was driving a vehicle trying to avoid being arrested when they crashed into another vehicle. When officers got to the vehicle, the person was dead in the vehicle with a gunshot wound. A gun was found inside of the vehicle. No one from the Barron County Sheriff's Office or Barron Police Department fired their weapons or was hurt. The Department of Justice is investigating. Officials are still counting the totals, but organizers of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair say this year had record attendance. That's thanks in part to sellout shows for Nelly and Styx over the weekend, which brought in the highest single-day totals in the fair's history. The previous record was about 114,000. And the Wisconsin DNR is looking for help in finding stolen trout. The DNR said in a tweet that someone took rare-brood brown trout from the St. Croix Falls State Fish Hatchery on June 19th. Anyone with information should call 1-800-TIP-WDNR. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivefund has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifeman.com/disclosure.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5, The Tap.
That's so cool. What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? That's so cool. 844-96 party. What is it?
That's so cool. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Well, let's start on a heated note on this Monday. We'll see how fired up people get, because people are getting fired up about this. And the amount of attention this gets compared to the instances that it is actually happening seems very, very, very out of whack.
Disproportionate.
But the question to lead off today's show, Monday, July 17th, where does banning trans kids from playing sports fall on your priority list? Like, of all the things that you want politicians to be focused on and fixing, and the policies that affect a lot of people, where does these two new bills that were reintroduced in the Wisconsin legislature fall for you as far as addressing the real problems of our state?
Things that need to get fixed.
844-967-2789. Where does banning, or not even banning, addressing, I guess, because you could fall on either side of this. I know we have lots of listeners who fall on the side that we need to be protecting and being on the offensive as far as protecting LGBTQ kids. So I guess I'll change my words. Where does addressing the trans sports issue, or non-issue, I would argue, fall on your priority list as far as how much of a problem is it that it deserves this much attention? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And this is, I mean, this is kind of old news. It's kind of old news at this point, because this came down last Wednesday, and then we had very full shows and the Rainbow Land and Melissa Temple. That story kind of surpassed talking about this. And I also assumed that this wasn't going away, and so we would have plenty of time to talk about it. But Wisconsin Republicans last week proposed two proposals that would ban transgender girls and women from participating in female sports at every grade level and in college. So the bills are authored by Republican Barbara, is it Dietrich?
Dietrich.
Thanks.
I think she is.
Yeah. From Oconomowoc, Dan Knodel from Germantown. And it would bar male and transgender female students from attending publicly funded K-12 schools, University of Wisconsin system campuses, and state technical colleges from competing in sports designated for females. What it does do is create a third team, basically. It would require schools and campuses to designate athletic teams or sports as falling into one of three categories based on the sex of the participating pupils, male, female, or co-ed. And I feel like there's probably a separate conversation of the viability of a third co-ed team and how many, like, would there be enough capacity? Like, would there be enough people to play? And how many people would choose to play on a co-ed team if that was actually an option? And I think that's a viable conversation to have of, you know, I had a short-lived time on a co-ed intramural basketball team in college.
Oh, really?
I broke my elbow playing, so it was short-lived because I stupidly tried to take a charge from a guy who was much bigger than me and landed on my elbow. And then I still got the charge, though. I mean, I got the block, and he didn't get the charge, which both my brother, my dad, and my boyfriend at the time were like, what the hell are you doing taking a charge in a co-ed IM league game? I was like, I am competitive. But separately, my question, because in this same report on the bills that were introduced, written by Tyler Katzenberger for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, once again, I've yet to hear of a single case of this in Wisconsin. We talk about Leah Thomas a lot. We talk about, there's obviously right now things going on with bathrooms and younger children. And I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but as far as
numbers,
this feels like making laws for problems that aren't actually there. And even on her own spring survey, so this was a couple weeks ago, Barbara Dittrich on Twitter posted her spring survey of her biennial spring questions of what do you care about? As legislatures, this was the question to her constituents. As legislatures work on the 2023 to 2025 budget, what are the top three priorities that should be in the two-year spending plan? Now, she posted this because she wanted to make a point about cutting taxes. Because number one, at 34%, fixing roads and bridges. Fix the damn roads. Still number one.
Yep.
Number two, cutting taxes at 25%. Investing in K-12 schools, 20%. Economic development, 13%. Invest in higher education, 7%. Expanding welfare, 2%. Nowhere on that list is girls' sports. And yet, this is the bill she's asking for more co-sponsors with. So my question is, not the what should we do? Because I do agree that the public is far from decided on this issue.
Right.
And there is a lot more complexity, because when you're talking about 10-year-olds who haven't hit puberty yet, I was a lot taller than all the boys in my grade. And I think I was actually better at basketball than most of them at 10. By the time I was 17?
Not so much.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah.
But so it's like the level of competition, the age, the puberty, scholarships. Like, there are so many more things than just black and white, you can, you can't. So I'm not asking that. I'm asking as far as like the prioritization people. Like, why is this beyond the obvious of it fires people up? 844-967-2789.
Tom from L.A. is joining us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. First off, we, the people, that means all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Wisconsin is made up of all small towns. I grew up in a town of 2,000 people. My dad was a head football coach. I played all sports, went on to college to play sports.
Oh, wow.
The whole thing. And you know what? First off, I was scared to death to even come out of the closet. So that's number one. And number two, when you have these small towns that are 10 and 20,000 and 40,000, I think Eau Claire might be 40,000 and Green Bay's 97,000. Don't worry, people. There aren't that many transgender people in your community.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't that many gay people, truthfully, in your community, except for the fact that now they feel that they actually have a safe place to come out. Whereas, you know, when you're growing up in those small towns, you are more afraid of you straight people finding out this one piece of information about you that might make someone quote unquote hate you than you are about coming out of the closet.
Yep.
Now, if you want to have a problem with transgender and all of this stuff, then you better get on the Discovery Channel, which is a private corporation, by the way, and tell them to quit doing shows with transgender people on them, or young kids with transgender people on them. Or you better start going in and go to Florida and tell people like DeSantis, you know, things like don't say gay bills. Well, when you say don't say gay bills, the kids are going to ask, what is gay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why can't we just say love everyone? Why can't we just do what was the Judeo-Christian, the figure Jesus Christ, whatever you want to say, that was love all the children, love all the people. Doesn't matter, black, white, we don't judge. He even said about Mary Magdalene, don't throw first those that have cast the first stone. You know, that whole saying.
Tom, but that's
people. They don't care.
That's so New Testament of you, though, Tom. It's just very New Testament of you.
They're not into the Christian Bible. They're kinda, more into that Old Testament.
They kind of like the old stuff, you know, the smiting.
They really do.
You know, there's more of an embrace, I think, for the old
version. Yes, exactly. And I would recommend everyone to watch a movie on Netflix. It's called El Dorado. It's really kind of history repeating itself again in terms of what minority groups they went after first, and then little by little went after more minority groups, and before you know it was underwater and there was nobody to protect anybody. But it's called El Dorado.
Is it a documentary or a narrative?
Yeah, it's like a documentary. It's about an hour and 30 minutes, and it's why the Nazis hate this group of people. So it's all pretty right. Interesting.
Good to know. Thanks, right. Thanks for the call, so as always, but, Tom. We are discussing not so much your opinion on whether or not, because that keeps being the topic of whether you think trans kids should play sports with which team or not. But where is this on the priority list?
Right.
As far as things that actually should be addressed, because officials from high school and college sports said that this bill, these two different bills that were introduced last week in Wisconsin, would directly affect very few, if any, athletes. So I'm just complaining that we continue to make and introduce bills and try to pass into law things that affect very few people. And this is on the heels of this other headline, Wisconsin Republicans ban race-based hiring in local government. It's already been illegal for 50 years. It affects nothing. And so I'm asking you, not should we or shouldn't we, but where does this fall on your priority list? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know it. You're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine through the afternoon and a pleasant day with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 50s, and more sun for tomorrow and warmer, highs around 80 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms around for Tuesday night and Wednesday. High on Wednesday near 85, currently at 64 degrees.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we're discussing the reintroduction of two bills that were introduced in the Wisconsin legislature last week, once again addressing transgender women and girls and banning them from competing in female sports. And I'm less interested in discussing why this is a good thing or a bad thing and you know, the nuances between children and high school and college and, you know, the rules that should surround this. And I'm not saying that there should just be no rules, because what I'm really arguing is these shouldn't be laws. This should not be where our politicians are spending their time, because the cases are so infrequent. This is creating laws for problems that don't actually exist. The NC2A and the WIAA already have rules on the books as far as how they choose to address it when it does happen. And even on Barbara Dittrich's own
survey. Yeah.
So this Representative Barbara Dittrich is one of the authors of this bill. And not a week prior to introducing it, she tweeted out her own spring survey of what her constituents want them to be focused on. And it's fixing roads, cutting taxes, investing in schools, economic development, invest in higher education, and expanding welfare.
So there's something not on that list.
And yet, it takes up so much of the conversation. So I'm asking you, where does addressing trans kids and sports fall on your priority list? 844-967-2789.
Jack from Merrimack. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm just looking at a couple of articles here online. According to an article in Newsweek, there are fewer than 100. Now, this is they can't do this because of privacy concerns for younger people. But there are perhaps a maximum of 100 transgender college athletes. And according to the New York Times article, that's out of 200,000 women in college sports at any given time, somewhere around 50 to 100 may be transgender. I mean, this is as close to a non-issue as anything that I have ever seen our legislators do. And that's really saying something, because they address a whole bunch of non-issues in our legislature. But this whole thing, what this whole thing is about is distract. We're holding back $2.4 billion that we really want to give to the very richest of our Wisconsinites in forms of tax welfare. But we're going to try to do anything we can to distract you from those facts. So we're going to do whatever we can to stir people up and get them angry, get them fearful, get them to the polls so they'll vote for anybody with an R after their name. Now, that's my opinion for what this is all about. And again, it's more this, how can we use social issues that have nothing whatsoever to do with what people really want? How can we use these to stir people up and get them blindly voting for anybody that we say that's going to be in dealing with these so-called issues?
I totally agree, Jack.
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Yep. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have Price from Texas is joining us. Good morning, Price.
Good morning. Completely agree with the last guy. It's an issue that people use to get people riled up. As you know, here in Texas, it's really big, and they really hammered it home. And honestly, you have Dan on tomorrow, and he's probably going to talk about the whole 794 thing in Milwaukee to help increase housing. Housing is a huge issue in Wisconsin. The vacancy rates in Wisconsin are super low. That should be something people should be concerned about. And especially the, like you said, fix the roads, infrastructure, right? It is a distraction. And I'm going to go real quick, but I just want to bring up one thing. Have you noticed that the people who give the most of a crap about this issue, as in, oh, we got to do this, we got to protect girls' sports, are the same ones on Twitter who crap on the WNBA, who crap on any kind of women's sports in the first place, and now all of a sudden they're interested in protecting them? Come on.
Yep. Now they're the big champions.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Price. I love that Price already knows that Dan's going to be on tomorrow and that we're probably going to talk about 794. Thanks for that, Price. But you do bring up a good point, because the point I want to make, and we're going to dive deeper into it when we come back, because we talked about this on National Women and Girls in Sports Day earlier this year. But you know what? We probably have some new listeners since the last time we covered this topic. Because to me, if you're so worried about defending women in sports and keeping biological males from taking opportunities from women in sports, why aren't you talking about the universities that are across the U.S. who are collectively conjuring the illusion of thousands of more female athletes and athletic opportunities by abusing federal reporting rules? We talked about this earlier this year, but by packing, this is University of Wisconsin, this is University of Michigan, this is literally our top colleges across the country are packing their women's teams with extra players who never compete, or double or triple counting women while undercounting men, and even classifying male practice players as women so that they can rig the numbers to basically fulfill Title IX, but still keep more slots open for men. Where is the outrage about those opportunities if you are so worried about men really sabotaging women's sports? So we're going to talk about more about that when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stop, would you believe it? Can people play in the
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News brief. The desperate search for two toddlers swept away in Pennsylvania's flash floods.
We have deployed a massive amount of resources and teams. We have basically tripled the number of assets in the area.
Fire Chief Tim Brewer, the children's father and brother, survived when their car was swept away Saturday. Their mother died. Their grandmother's still missing. Tens of millions of Americans continue to experience extreme heat, and there's more to come.
From Florida, across Texas, into the Southwest, where we're talking about forecast highs today. Once again, in Phoenix, over 110 degrees.
The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore. Ukraine's foreign minister is not surprised Russia's pulled the plug on the deal that allowed Ukrainian grain exports through Russian waters.
Russia has been slowly killing the grain initiative from one extension to another.
Dmytro Kuleba speaking on CBS Mornings. Russia apparently punishing Ukraine for the latest attack on a key bridge, which it claims on Kyiv. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For 105.7 CFW and 93.5 The Tap, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. One person is dead after law enforcement tried to arrest them on Friday afternoon in Barron. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said the person was driving a vehicle trying to avoid being arrested when they crashed into another vehicle. When officers got to the vehicle, the person was dead in the vehicle with a gunshot wound. A gun was found inside of the vehicle. No one from the Barron County Sheriff's Office or Barron Police Department fired their weapons or was hurt. The Department of Justice is investigating. Officials are still counting the totals, but organizers of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair say this year had record attendance. That's thanks in part to sellout shows for Nelly and Styx over the weekend, which brought in the highest single-day totals in the fair's history. The previous record was about 114,000. And the Wisconsin DNR is looking for help in finding stolen trout. The DNR said in a tweet that someone took rare brood brown trout from the St. Croix Falls State Fish Hatchery on June 19th. Anyone with information should call 1-800-TIP-WDNR. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we were talking about the insanity of the fact that we're still putting such a disproportionate amount of attention and prioritization on trans kids and sports than it requires, or that it necessitates, because of the very small amount of numbers that what should we do arises, right?
Yep.
And I'm not to say that when it happens, that there isn't a how do we handle this, and that it should just be a blanket, let them play, let them not play. Like, I understand that the Leah Thomas thing is complicated. But I also feel like the NC2A and the schools are closer to those decisions than lawmakers.
Yes.
And the same thing at the WIAA for Wisconsin are, like, they have rules on this. Like, you have to have already committed to hormones and transitioning in order to be eligible to play. And that is a commitment. This is not just like, well, I didn't make the boys' team,
so I'm going to do this.
So I'm going to go for the girls' team. Right. Like, it's not so flippant as that.
Right.
And trans athletes have been playing for decades. And this is just, they've dealt with it as it popped up. But if this was always like, if this was always such a concern, like, why haven't men been doing this for a while? Like, if there's such a desire to play women's sports just to be dominant, why is it just popping up now that they're, you know, the
this big concern?
Oh, why did I ever think of this before?
Right, right. I missed my chance. I could have been a contender.
So I just am so, and it's the same thing with the bathroom bills and the issue in McGuanago right now, that a judge did side with the 11-year-old who had been, you know, the one 11-year-old, the one kid in her school that had been using the bathroom, the girls' bathroom, since first grade, and then third grade when she switched into that school district. And then all of a sudden this year it became an issue because parents complained. A judge did side with her as far as being able to continue to use the bathroom that she has been using. But it's like these one-off cases that we're making laws about. And the same thing happened in Utah, where the Republican governor, I think this was in 2021, vetoed the trans bill there, the anti-trans sports bill there, because he's like, as far as I can tell, this affects one person in Utah. I'm not going to sign a bill that affects one single case in Utah, and then the legislature there overrode his veto.
Oh, there's a surprise. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. John in the Falls. Good morning. The older I get, the better I am at understanding what's really going on in politics. The only thing Republican politicians care about is taking as much money away from the working poor and middle class as they can to keep for themselves. This is just another sleight of hand to distract people from the fact they're unwilling to give the money in the Wisconsin State Surplus Fund back to the people who truly need it to survive. This is the same tactic they use with every other issue in this country: gay rights, trans rights, culture wars, gun control, abortion rights, wokeism. GOP politicians don't truly care about any of these things. They're just a smokescreen to keep people distracted from the fact they're trying to take money out of your wallet for themselves, and they're willing to weaponize people's insecurities to keep themselves in power so they can get a little bit richer every single day.
Go ahead and preach, John.
I like it, John. You tell us.
That was good.
Yep.
Well, and that is, we are trailer, good preview for what we're going to talk about at the top of the next hour, because it is seeming like this is the summer of strikes. And so there are some people who are very focused on the class disparities, very focused on the fact that the rich keep getting richer and the CEOs and the boards and the, you know, people who are maximizing profits and who keep making more and more money at the expense of labor. Some labor industries are not having it.
Nope.
And so we are going to talk at the 11 o'clock hour. Are you on the side of unions? Can I have a conversation about the strikes that are happening across, you know, obviously media with WGA and SAG, but also UPS is...
That's coming.
2 weeks, 31st, I think.
It's July 31st. But
even up in locally, up in Chippewa Falls, Leinenkugel's workers are striking. And so having a conversation about that, because I totally agree with John as far as, like, these all become distractions from...
the real goal.
From class warfare. Basically, there's a great TikTok I saw as far as the richest among us are obsessed with space because their teens don't work when there's no gravity. because the people who actually understand that at the core of all of this is, whether we're talking about labor, whether we're talking about affordable housing, whether we're talking about so much of the plight of most people that don't have an emergency fund of $500,
right?
Who
it's shocking.
Who are in oodles amount of debt, whether it's from trying to keep up and having credit card debt or student loans or what, just the expense of everything, that like it can all be traced back to like BlackRock and private equity, right? And maximizing profits. Yes. And like the reason these CEOs make so much money is because they are beholden to their stocks, the shareholders, who all they care about is profit.
And they also seat each other on each other's boards.
Yep.
It's a great gig, man. It's a great gig if you can get one of those.
But anyways, so to finish up this conversation as a reminder, and I feel like I'm going to keep bringing this up every time the trans sports issue comes up. As a reminder, this was a huge, I thought this was an unbelievably well-researched investigation from USA Today that came out May of 2022. To basically little fanfare of the fact that colleges and universities across the country pad their numbers to basically fulfill the requirements for Title IX and avoid actually giving similar opportunities to the men's teams and the women's teams. And the numbers that they throw out. So what did Jack from Merrimack say? It was about 100 athletes.
About 100 out of 200,000.
So at the University of Wisconsin alone, they claim to have 165 athletes on its women's rowing roster, even though more than a third of them never raced for the school. Some of the women quit before the regular season even started. So on one team at one school alone, that's more people than in the entirety of the NCAA. And yet, that is the protect women's sports from those 100 people.
Right.
Not from the administrations that are trying to siphon more money off to the men's teams still to this day.
It's about the girls.
It's protect the girls.
It's about the girls, Kristen.
I am very excited. This week, the Women's World Cup starts.
Yes.
So cool. talking about women's sports, talking about... and actually, it is. I think there is more and more money, like professional. I think investors are seeing that there is money to be made with women's sports. And especially when you look at like the brand deals that some of these athletes make, like clearly it's just bad business that people have not recognized. Like, oh, if Megan Rapinoe can make this much off of a brand deal, this sports team where Megan Rapinoe plays on could probably be making more money.
Huh.
And so I digress. Let's move on. The good, the bad, and the quiet part out loud. So I think this is a good thing for the good headline for today, because it feels like it means that people are taking advantage of it, that hopefully people are getting help. But 1 year after launch, the 988 crisis line has handled more than 91,000 calls in Wisconsin alone.
Wow.
So yeah, so it's exceeded predictions for its first year, and it began a year ago Saturday as a part of a nationwide launch in July of 2022.
That was kind of spearheaded by Senator Baldwin, wasn't it?
Yes. I don't know.
I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure.
But in Wisconsin, according to the State Department of Health Services, people have reached out for help through the service about 91,000 times between its launch last year through July of this year. And that's up between 35,000 and 40,000 calls to the state crisis line during the same period.
Wow.
Last year. Nationwide, about 5 million people have contacted 988 over the last 12 months. So I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
That it's being used. And
people are reaching out.
People know, more and more people know that it's there.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so that's my good. The bad. Well, extreme weather stalked the globe this last week. At least 5 people died on Sunday morning in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, after an estimated 6 to 7 inches of rain fell in less than 45 minutes. As downpours drenched the Northeast and canceled flights, more record-breaking heat happened in the South and the West. And it's still going to be high this week. In southern Europe, There was a dangerous heat storm that forced the Acropolis in Athens to close for a second day in a row. And over a dozen Italian cities issued heat advisories. I know I saw another thing this week that, like, in most states, there's no protection for people who work outside to not have to work outside because of heat. I think we saw, like, the 7 hottest days on record, like, basically happened in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So, on record, I think in Death Valley, it got to 128 degrees.
Almost 130. This isn't normal, people.
It's not good.
It's not normal.
It's not good. As beautiful as it was in Milwaukee this weekend, and felt like we didn't, I mean, we did have air quality stuff again, but overall, the weather was really lovely.
But we need rain.
We need rain.
And we don't need Vermont rain.
Yeah.
6 to 7 inches in 45. Think of, just try and wrap your head around that. And there are 2 little kids who are missing, who were swept away, that they still can't find.
I know.
It's just, it's horrible.
And then finally, the quiet part out loud. So the Senate committee is considering bills, this is in Wisconsin, is considering bills to expand access to birth control and breast cancer screenings. The access to birth control has actually already been passed in the Assembly, and so it's in the Senate now. And unlike the O-pill that got approved by the FDA last week, which was over-the-counter birth control, there's a bill in Wisconsin passed by the Assembly that would let pharmacists write you a prescription for more traditional birth control instead of having to see your doctor. And it's actually being co-authored by a Republican, Mary Filikowski. Thank you. And she, you know, and she very pragmatic when you actually read about what she had to say, because she's like, listen, I live in a very rural area. And for some people, it takes 2.5 hours to go see an OBGYN, or, you know, there, we have a doctor shortage versus, like, within 5 miles, usually there's a pharmacist. But the quiet part out loud came from Matt Sandy of Pro Life Wisconsin, who was arguing with her about the bill to allow pharmacists to dispense birth control prescriptions. And his quote is this. My question is, at a time when state government should be developing and promoting policies that incentivize natural population growth, why would the bill authors attempt to do the opposite by pushing wide and easy access to contraceptives?
Their goal is to take it away. That is the goal.
And this is the same group that promised, once abortion was illegal,
oh, right,
they were going to do so much to help women.
Oh, right.
They were going to do so much to help women who had unplanned pregnancies and the problems that they were going to face and the financial obstacles that they had.
Healthcare. Childcare.
All of that to make, you know, the hardship of raising a child in this day and age easier. But that's the thing. It was never about less abortions.
No.
It's always been about more babies.
And yes, it has always been about forced birth.
Yeah.
And consequences for sex.
Because you're a bad person if you have.
It's not supposed to be fun, Kristen. It's for procreation.
But so if you don't give sex to your husband, you're a bad wife.
Well, exactly.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine through the afternoon and a pleasant day with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 50s, and more sun for tomorrow and warmer. Highs around 80 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms around for Tuesday night and Wednesday. High on Wednesday near 85. Currently, it's 66.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
So long ago, she's voting around 5 p.m. in Hamden.
I'd rather vote. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And there's an election tomorrow. Surprise.
Yeah.
Not for all of us. In fact, not for most of us. No. But if you live in the north suburbs of Milwaukee, including Germantown, Grafton, Menominee Falls, and Mequon, you may have a special election tomorrow.
You're going to want to check on this.
Please check on this. We have not given this a lot of attention. And a lot of people have not given this a lot of attention. I think it's kind of gone under the radar. But if you remember, there was a special election for state Senate back in April that kind of wasn't really, I mean, there was a lot of attention to it, obviously not as much attention as the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, but Dan Knoedl, who was a representative, won that and is now a state senator. But this has now been the special election to replace his seat in the assembly. And so voters in parts of Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties will head to the polls tomorrow. And it is between Republican Paul Miletic or Democrat Bob Tatterson for the state assembly. Now, I think you should be able to go to myvote.wi.gov and see if you are in these districts.
Yep.
And but all rules apply. The polls will be open. You can find everything you need to do there as far as where to vote, more information on the candidates. I can't imagine for us, I feel like I've heard very little about this race.
There just hasn't been much discussion. And I highly recommend that you go to myvote.wi.gov just to make sure that you're registered, that you didn't get tossed somehow.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to double check. And two, with the way the lines are drawn now, it might just come down to what street you're on in some neighborhoods. So I would check on whether or not you're supposed to vote in tomorrow's election.
Yes, absolutely. But it's also interesting. I was listening to Wispolitics Rewind weekly show on their Friday show, kind of talking about all the stuff that happened for the week with J.R. Ross. And why am I blanking on her name? Emily Fannin. And they were talking about what could be interesting with this, even though it is a heavily Republican district, that I think that they said that Tatterson actually has outraised Miletic.
Really?
And has campaigned pretty aggressively. And so depending on what the point differential is, as this being a district that, if we were to get new maps by 2024, next fall, an interesting precursor to what the district could look like and how competitive it could be if the lines were a little different. Because it was a district that became more Republican with last decade's maps, current versus the new maps that we have now. So potentially some insight to take away by Wednesday, depending on what happens in that race. But also a reminder. So we are still doing our blood donation challenge, Civic Pints, unless you're Greg Bach, who's calling it Civic Bleedia.
I think that's so funny. I think that is so funny.
That's why we keep mentioning it. I don't know. It's, you know, Oplander's starting to catch on a little bit, but I don't know if we have the same runway to have Civic Bleedia. We only have like 2 weeks for this thing to catch on versus the long game we've been able to play with Oplander. Hashtag Civic Pints Blood Donation Challenge. If you donate blood anywhere in Wisconsin between now and July 31st, you can enter to win many of the different prizes that we are giving away, including Brewers tickets, Wisconsin State Fair tickets, swag packs. And all you have to do is sign up, go donate blood, take a picture, take a selfie, hashtag Civic Pints, and then you're entered to win. So basically,
easy peasy.
And I made the mistake. So on Friday, I had scheduled to go donate blood. I was like, I can't win these prizes, but as far as like my opportunity to go show myself and supporting the cause and also just doing a good thing by donating blood. And can't donate blood when you're pregnant, apparently. And so I did not know that, but I do now. I can't donate blood until at least six weeks after she's here. And so I had to put my name on the list of like, give me a call in December. I'll come back. But I was trying to help. But yeah, apparently.
Your intentions were good.
Intentions were there. Intentions were there to donate blood. But unfortunately, another thing you cannot do when you're pregnant.
It's good to know that.
Good to know. Good so to if know. You were pregnant, you're off the hook from joining our blood donation challenge. But everyone else, go donate.
And it's a really, honest to God, it is an easy thing to do. And I know people are afraid of needles, but these people are such pros, you're not going to feel it. You barely feel a thing. You can race your neighbor like Kristen did the last time she gave blood and walk away the fastest bleed.
The victor.
Yes.
But yeah, it is. And then you get some free treats.
Exactly.
You get
free snacks. Snacks.
All right. Finally, during the break, I was just flipping through my phone because I know we discussed a while ago when they first announced that, the Golden Bachelor was coming.
Right.
And you were very skeptical.
I think it's going to be horrible.
But do you think the normal Bachelor is horrible, which I don't watch The Bachelor, so I'm not defending it. But I'm saying you were all cynicism.
Yes.
I'm flipping through Instagram at the break and meet the first Golden Bachelor. Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner says it's never too late to find love again. And they have a picture of this guy. And he's a stud.
Shocking.
But I wish I could show you this. I wish we were not in an audio format right now so I could show you a picture of this guy. Because he looks like he's in a suit. He looks like if I saw him on the street, I would say 60.
Right.
But like a in shape, good looking 60. He's 71. And he is a babe. And it's funny because TikTok right now, like the new like filter on TikTok is this like what you're going to look like when you age.
Oh, Lord.
And there's a bunch of like dermatologists on there saying how accurate it actually is. I look like a spitting image of my grandmother. And this guy looks better than almost everyone I've seen using that aged app.
Wow.
And so now I can only imagine what the women are going to look like. Like they're just going to be, they're all going to be Jane Fondas.
Of course. With lots of plastic surgery.
So if you were looking forward to the Golden Bachelor, he's been chosen. So you can go check out what Jerry Turner looks like and tell me if you think he is a babe. Because I'm not going to watch probably still, but he's pretty good looking. All right. When we come back, do you support unions? Are you in favor of all the strikes that are happening this summer of strikes? Do you have thoughts on the SAG WGA strike? We're going to talk about it when we come back after the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin. She's voting
around. Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.